In the hours before the sacrifice, I leave Mavi and Yessi, lay Dom out to rest, and fly up out of the house, into the thundershower raging outside. This storm that trapped them all, that sounded like machine gun fire, that tore shutters from windows and tiles from roofs. It is splendor. I feel waterfalls of shivering thrills through the battering winds, through the jags of hot lightning, through the world-shaking thunder. Every nuance of the legends told by Mama comes to life. A spray of chameleon butterflies explodes over the crumbling ridge of the main building, rolling through every pastel shade, underpainting every blackened cloud. The ice, giant milk teeth, crowning a crystalline lake, alive with fantastical, gelatinous creatures. Furred, majestic guanaco running through rippling fields of porcelain orchids and lady slippers and dandelions and evening primrose. Tangles of the spike-thorned, fleshy-fruited chupa sangre, named bloodsucker, despite giving life to the tzapuche for centuries. The waxing moon, a shy apricot sliver in a candy-colored swatch of sky. I saw her paint this landscape so many times. I saw her lovingly layer each color with an impossibly thin brush over months and months, only to start over on a blank canvas, as if each version got her closer to the awe she felt toward this view of her homeland in her memories. It's a compression of Mama's violent imagination, an imagination that could never rest, that could never stop breaking the world apart and rebuilding it more beautifully. I don't want this to end, almost as much as I know it must end. After the sacrifice ritual starts, a pressure builds on me as Morenci chants, builds and builds and builds until I choke. Maybe I'm imagining it at first, in placebo pill fashion. Maybe it's a delayed reaction of horror. But it's not just Morenci's chant making me feel like there's a Komodo dragon in my throat, hatching and crawling toward the light. I feel them surround me, their sticky, porous shapes, and I imagine them jeering, poking, prodding. I feel them rubbing up on me, pressing me out of Dom, undoing the sticky barbed wire Velcro connecting me with him. It's a brutal process now, unlatching, like wrenching staples out of your fingernail beds. Every crystal cell of mine wants to screech and fight them off. But there's no touching something that isn't there.